In 2013, when the Papua New Guinea government legislated to extend capital punishment to the crimes of aggravated rape, robbery with violence, and sorcery-related killings, it seemed as if the nation's five-decade halt to executions may recommence. And in February of this year, it seemed a whole lot closer when Cabinet approved the guidelines for three ways of state-sanctioned killing: death by hanging, lethal injection, and death by firing squad. In the face of near certainty, the Constitutional and Law Reform Commission last year brought government, academics and civil activists together to discuss PNG's moves towards again carrying out the death penalty. The National Research Institute's Fiona Hukula was there.
We had that discussion, and in this is a discussion about what form execution would take place, because people were reluctant to kill someone else. Because people have a, you know, this moral kind of feeling that I don't know if I'm doing the right thing, you know, even though the government says that it's the law.
Yes, there hasn't been a decision made about the type of execution which the PNG government might install. Is some of that indecision around being able to identify who the individual executioner is?
I can't speak to that, I'm not sure, because there's a government committee that's made up of those key agencies that are just sort of working on how this death penalty will be, what mode of killing and this. And obviously, cost is one thing, I would say. You know, it's quite expensive to carry out these kinds of things.
To help with the cost, foreign nations, including Indonesia, have offered to provide the know-how. But the key sticking point in PNG is what is known as payback.
You know, some people are of the view that, look, we have this payback system. It's an eye for an eye. You kill someone, you know, we have a payback system already, and this is kind of like the state taking that on. But others are concerned that for the repercussions, and this is one of the issues that I raised, the repercussions not only for those who are involved, as in the correctional service staff, who will be tasked to carry out this capital punishment, but also in the case of women who are raped, there could be a possibility that they don't live to tell, they could be killed. There was a lot of discussion about those kinds of issues with the context of how Papua New Guinean society and the payback system that we have.
Fiona Hukula has spent many years looking at the spread of violence and its deterrence across PNG. She says research worldwide has found claims that the death penalty deters crime is wrong, and there is very little to suggest it deters crime in PNG. She says there are other ways to deter capital crimes.
People who came to the forum expressed the view of getting rid of the capital punishment and looking at other ways to address many of the social problems that we have here in PNG. A lot of people thought there's many other things we can do in terms of improving our criminal justice system. That's something that I put forward. And then as opposed to going straight into the death penalty, which, as you said, we haven't used that option for many years.
She says one thing is for certain: there is little appetite for the PNG government to change its mind about capital punishment. The 13 men on death row are only being saved at the moment due to the format of the execution being uncertain. And there's little hope pressure from foreign governments would change that either.
The Papua New Guinean government is reacting to Papua New Guinean kind of concern about certain things that needs to be addressed in this country.
And not looking at the foreign aspects of it.
No.